Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, now only $19.99, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
After World War II, communism became the bugaboo, and the Soviet Union became the enemy. And even though, and one of the things the CIA did right after World War II was hire a lot of Nazis. Guys who'd been Nazis were now recycled and brought into the CIA. Nazi rocket scientist von Braun went to work for the United States developing intercontinental ballistic missiles. So the Nazi past was forgiven, and Nazis went to work for the United States, including a guy named Reinhard Gehlen, who'd been the Nazi military intelligence officer in charge of operations against the Soviets in Eastern Europe. And this guy, Gehlen, became the head of the CIA's main intelligence operator into East Berlin and areas like the Ukraine, where the Nazis had intelligence agents during World War II. And this guy, Reinhard Gehlen, on behalf of his new CIA masters, just activated all the agent nets that he had during World War II. The same thing was going on in Ukraine, although the Ukraine had very much large swaths of its population were fascists and were actively involved against the war against the Soviets were enemies of the United States in World War II. After World War II, they became assets of the CIA. So the CIA has been developing fascist assets in the Ukraine for 70 years. And every year since 1948, when the CIA went into operation, it has had a station in the Ukraine with a CIA officer who's running operations. And those operations have all been directed against first the Soviet Union and after the collapse of the Soviet Union against Russia. There's a lot of momentum that has built up over 75 years. Vast agent nets have been put in place. Sleeper agents have been in place for decades, and they're all working against Russia, which is why nowadays it's so hard for the mainstream media and the government to shift and even consider for a moment having good relations with Russia. NATO, its whole mandate and its whole reason for its existence has been to threaten and roll back Russia and eventually sabotage and subvert it and put it out of business. And Ukraine, the CIA's operations in the Ukraine are the cutting edge vanguard of this effort. So if you look at recent events in Ukraine, you have to see them in that context. How for decades the CIA has been trying to recruit Ukrainian politicians, Ukrainian businessmen, who are sympathetic and compatible with Western American ideas and values and interests of fighting against the Russians, and recruiting them and putting them in place and setting them up with bank accounts, giving them paramilitary training. Everything the CIA does across the board, Ukraine has been the vanguard of this operation against Russia. The details are in my book, The CIA's Organized Crime, how this works at the agent level, how the CIA would go around and work with after the coup that threw out a pro-Russian government and installed a pro-American anti-Russian government, how the CIA already had security services and military people in place who were able to create private militias that would then work against individuals in the Ukraine who were pro-Russian. How they, just like treating it like South Vietnam or any other country that the United States occupies. And that is the situation in the Ukraine. The United States occupies Ukraine. Its government isn't an occupation government that's supported and funded and directed by the United States. And the businessmen and the military people and the politicians that support the Americans benefit, and those who don't are put on hit lists and they're targeted. And that's basically the history and the summary of what's going on in the Ukraine. And the CIA, through its agent operations, which have been in place for 70 years, is at the vanguard of that operation.
So is the intent and purpose of the CIA and American involvement in Ukraine to topple Russia, to balkanize Russia?
Oh, absolutely, but also to steal Ukraine's, to take all the natural resources that are available there, the profits that can be had. I mean, it's capitalism. It's, you know, nationalism, American nationalists, who businessmen. I mean, as soon as the CIA arranged that coup and installed a pro-American government, Joe Biden's son became the head of one of the biggest oil companies, I think it was, in the Ukraine. You know, I mean, American businessmen just swooped down like vultures to take over all the, you know, any business that could, like mafia dons and mafia, you know, gangsters that they could steal everything from. And that's exactly what they're doing. And especially in eastern Ukraine, where a lot of the natural resource industries are based, that's why it's so contentious there. The CIA, through its assets in private industry, is trying to bring all those people who are considered compatible into the American fold. You don't see it at its dirty level, the level of blackmailing people, the level of extorting people, the level of the CIA using its underworld contacts to squeeze these people and to force them out of business and to make life miserable for them so that they give up their associations with Russians and Russian businessmen. But that's what's going on at the very basic level. I mean, militias are being formed to terrorize anybody who's supporting Russia and like in Donbass and places like that. So the details, again, which you would have to spend years studying to understand, I suggest you just read the books to see how the CIA has relationships with the security services in Ukraine. And as soon as the coup was launched, it took over control of those security services, and it started drawing up the hit lists of targeting people that it could go after. And the reason it's targeting the people it targets most highly are the people that are sitting on natural resources that American businessmen want. It's not going after, you know, plumbers and carpenters. It's going after major businessmen. And that's what the CIA does. It paves the way for American business interests by using illegal methods. And by using illegal methods to install politicians in the Ukraine that will follow the American line.
All righty, folks, we are back. And Craig in Michigan pledges 100. Elaine in Michigan pledges 60. Albert in Pennsylvania pledges 50. Susan in Ohio pledges 200. And Mike in San Diego pledges 100. Right now, folks, we are approximately 4,300 short of our goal. 4,300 short of our goal. We've got 40 minutes to raise 4,300. So we got to raise about $100 a minute. We have to do that. Now, the numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. John and John, you know, we here are not taking the sides of either the Russians or the Ukrainians. Now, we don't, you know, we, you know, we, we're not in favor of what the Russians are doing at all. But at the same time, people are not getting the whole truth. You're not getting the whole truth. Now, I've got 16 of the biggest lies that are illegitimate, are corrupt, are very, very corrupt. Government is telling Americans about the Ukraine war. And we're going to go through these very quickly. And are you guys ready to comment on it?
I'm ready, Pastor Ernie.
Okay, folks, every time we do one, somebody should pledge, call in and pledge. We need to hear you. Now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky banned all opposition parties. Now, when they say Ukraine is a democracy, and banned the use of Russian as a second state language. Why did he violate his 2019 campaign promise to stop the genocidal killing of thousands of Donbass, even though they voted for him? Did he lie because neo-Nazis threatened to kill him if he did not do what they wanted? Or is he afraid of the CIA, which has assassinated other leaders, making him their puppet? Are we to trust the judgment of a man who demands a no-fly zone, which could cause a global nuclear holocaust? Zelensky oversees torture and assassination of political dissenters. Now, here, they're trying to promote Zelensky as Winston Churchill in a T-shirt. What do you guys think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I could tell you next week, starting the 22nd, next week, he is going to be one of the key speakers at Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum. And we all know who Klaus Schwab is. He is the man that's running one of the major institutions of the New World Order. So what is Zelensky doing as one of the keynote speakers at the World Economic Forum, other than he is, you know, one of them, working with them?
Well, if you look at who else Schwab has had speaking, it's been Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, all of those Antichrist people. Pardon? Trudeau. Yep. Okay, here's point two. National sovereignty is sacred. When Idi Amin perpetrated genocide in Uganda, the UN violated Ugandan sovereignty to stop it. When Ukraine perpetrated genocide in Donbass and planned to escalate, Russia stopped it. The U.S. violated Cuba's sovereignty to take the planet to the edge of nuclear holocaust. The U.S. has violated lots of sovereignty in recent wars. But, you know, of course, look, you know, we're veterans. I'm red, white, and blue, you know. But the truth is the truth, and people need to stand up and start understanding about the propaganda wars. Okay. Go ahead.
Going along with this one world stuff, my understanding is that John McCain helped overthrow the elected government and helped get Zelensky in his position. So McCain was a one worlder, and so now they have their guy right where they want him.
Well,
that's true to me. McCain was definitely in the Ukraine during that revolution. Yes, he was.
And you know who else was there? That woman, what is her name? You know who I'm talking about, the one that Biden just appointed to some post as some kind of an ambassador or something. She was the one that orchestrated that whole thing. And we talked about that before. Here you go. Putin is a war criminal. Well, you know, if a war criminal for causing the deaths of thousands of civilians, of bombing civilians, you would call him a war criminal. I would say, yeah, you know, if you're doing that on purpose, absolutely. At the same time, guess what? Over 10,000 civilians in Donbass have been killed. And, guess who was behind that? Zelensky. So if Putin is a war criminal, and I believe he is, so is Zelensky, isn't he?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. I mean, if he's or if you know, it gets really touchy in there. I mean, are the generals acting on Putin's orders and Zelensky's orders, or are there, you know, that's what you have to prove. So it can get touchy about who's ordering who to do what.
Okay, so here's the third one here. Now, here's what you're hearing on the news. The world condemns Russia's invasion. Well, not actually, not all the world. In fact, China, India, Africa, Israel, half of Latin America, and other countries are not condemning Russia's invasion. Putin has threatened to use... Pardon?
That's exactly right. They, you know, they can't say that the world has sided with Ukraine, because they haven't.
All right, let me see. Where do we leave off? We have to pick up... Okay, Mike in San... Okay, Aaron in New York pledges 1,000. Thank you, Aaron. We needed that big time, big time. And Frank in Florida pledges 100. Thank you, Frank. So... That puts me down, puts us down right now to right about, let's see, that would have put us down, well, I'll tell you in just 1 minute here. Okay. We are at, see, okay, right now we need $3,100, $3,100. We're down to $3,100. So... There you go, 3,100. We have right now we have 34 minutes to raise 3,100. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Folks, see, we're here, look. I know a lot of people get angry because that's not what they want to hear. It makes them feel good by thinking that they got a real hero, and what is the news is you got a David going after a Goliath, but you're not getting the whole truth. And what they're doing is that this whole UN and that, they virtually forced Russia into this. Right, McTernan?
Well, yeah. Here, Pastor Ernie, this is a complicated issue. It's been going on for years. There have been promises made by, we'll say, the West when Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons. You remember when Ukraine became a nation, it was like Russia had all sorts of nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Ukraine gave them to the Russians, and the deal was... that NATO would not move east. Well, NATO has moved east. Estonia, Latvia, Poland, all these ex-Russian Soviet satellite nations all joined NATO. And the Russians wanted security that the Ukraine would not join NATO, and the U.S. wouldn't give it, and the Ukrainians wouldn't give it. And Putin was getting riled up about this. But the problem is, Pastor Ernie, that he did move really without any... When he did attack, it wasn't that NATO was moving into the Ukraine, or they were moving their army in, let's say, and all. They weren't doing that. He kind of did it not anchored into anything, Pastor Ernie. So that's the big problem with Putin. You know, you could, if you analyze it, you could see what the West was doing to Russia. But he did it. He lost all credibility when he did that. And then you got into all the pictures of the civilians and the cities being bombed. So this is ugly, Pastor.
All right. Yeah. Caroline in Illinois pledges 120. Don in Ohio pledges 60. And Ray in Minnesota pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
He's getting pushed even more now with Finland and Sweden wanting to join NATO, which was blocked. But yeah, they're really pushing him.
Yeah, they are. But not. Let me ask you this: Why doesn't NATO, why doesn't Putin become a nice fella and join NATO too? What is it about?
He did put a request in, and NATO denied him.
Oh.
I mean, NATO exists because of Russia.
And so here now, what is it about NATO that Russia, besides for their own security, but Putin has said, what, they are the new world order, and Putin does not believe to hold to being a part of the new world order, okay? Why, or China, why is it that both Putin and China, or even North Korea, don't want to be a part of the new world order? Because they don't want to surrender their sovereignty.
Right. Right.
Now, what is happening right now with American sovereignty, as you see here?
Well, Pastor Ernie, this meeting that's taking place starting on May 22nd, the World Health Organization is involved in this, and they want to take over under the disguise of controlling pandemics. They want sovereignty over every nation, including America, for medical. So if they want to declare a medical emergency in America, they can do it separate from the American government and then dictate to Americans what we have to do under their authority. This is unprecedented. An unelected rogue organization like the World Health Organization is going to have sovereignty, control over a sovereign nation like America. And it seems like the nations left and right are signing. They want to sign up to this, Pastor Ernie.
I know that. All right, here you go. We have Attorney Joe pledges 100. Lorraine in Oregon pledges 25. Right now, folks, we have 29 minutes and we need 2,900. We are 2,900 short and we have 29 minutes to raise that 2,900. So we definitely got to hear from you.
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, you're not really hearing anything from the mainstream media about this because they want to do it subtly, under the radar, get America signed up for this, and then it's too late.
That's why we're such a thorn in their side, because we reach just enough people to get the message out. That's why Fox News.
Right. So,
that's why Fox News is upset with us, because we told everybody out there that they refuse to push 2,000 mules. They refuse to show 2,000 mules. They refuse to acknowledge the fact that the election was stolen. They know that. And it'll make one half of those there talking heads, it'll make them out to be liars. And so that shows you, folks, that Fox News is just like the others. You cannot, the only thing you can be certain of is when it really counts, they'll betray you. Here you go. Elites meet. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Go ahead. They're like the mainstream media light. You know, that's Fox News. They're like light compared to, we'll say, CNN. But yet they're except for Tucker, they're really in the same pot.
Well, there's one other that's not, and that's that little fellow. I can't think of his.
Gunfield,
yeah. He pretty much, he's kind of strange in a lot of ways, but he holds too. And Judge Jeanine is another one that stands fast too. She's a one, and Laura Ingraham, for the most part. Sean Hannity has been fading on us, hasn't he?
No, you know, Pastor Ernie, I listened to him the other day. I didn't listen to him. I saw a clip of him, and he went into this tirade about the election in Pennsylvania, and for this Oz guy, how he was in favor for him.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz.
There was a woman. There was a woman running against him, in the same race, and he was blasting her. And one thing he said was she was seen on January 6th. In the presence of these radical group, Proud Boys.
Well,
and he sounded just like, Hannity sounded just like CNN or MSNBC or something the New York Times would say.
Yeah, he's losing me for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, I, that's it. I mean,
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Folks, it's been several minutes now since those lines have lit up. They got to light up. We got 2,900. I've got to raise. We got to raise 2,900 yet. Now, elites meet to plan your health. The role of the Council of Foreign Relations. The grisly Shanghai lockdowns, now entering its eighth week, has forced a reckoning among members of the Deathocratic America's expert class. Even a very few are willing to publicly admit it. Liberal media outlets like the New York Times, which depicted China's draconian zero COVID strategy as commendable early in 2021, are now rightly identifying the collateral damage that results when a government prioritizes COVID prevention above all else. And Deathocratic leaders and their accomplices in the media and the academy, however, have yet to concede the non-pharmaceutical interventions were tremendously damaging to our society and ineffective in terms of quelling the virus. Instead, they are trying to save face and maintain the legitimacy and isolate the vaccinate paradigm while distancing themselves from Jinping's brand of containment. Look at the fake media here. They know those little children are dying. They know those little children are dying left and right. They know people are dropping dead from the death shot. They know this. They know people have gotten so sick. They know people have been killed out by remdesivir, killed off in large numbers. But the fake news media, whatever lie they are told to tell, no matter, they will betray you. I really do believe this. I'm not kidding you. I believe right here in Cleveland, if the fake news media was told, look, they're gonna nuke Cleveland on Sunday. And here, you've got this is Friday. Don't tell anybody, don't tell your friends, just your immediate family, get them and get out of town, because come Sunday they're gonna nuke Cleveland. I believe they do it. I really truly do. What do you guys think?
Pastor Ernie, they're bought and paid for by the New World Order crowd, and they own the media, so the media does whatever they're told, Pastor Ernie. These people have no courage, they have no integrity, only money.
John and I have personally experienced this on a local level, and of course it continues right up through to the larger media, and you know they're basically surviving, a lot of them, from kind of backdoor government funding. One of them in Pennsylvania, the Patriot, my understanding is that they wouldn't exist except that they receive a lot of ad money from the state for their state ads. Other than that, you know, they would be under. Same with our local newspaper here. John and I had experience with the reporter, John. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. We gave them the investigation. She sat in and listened to us going after the county commissioners, and she was – we met – where was it? McDonald's we met with her, John?
Yeah.
And she said that, I'm a great investigator, and I'm going to put this out and all, and nothing, Pastor Ernie. No, she knew the whole thing. Nothing. Zero. And then we met with the Patriot News. That's the big newspaper in central Pennsylvania. We met with one of their journalists. Remember, John? And he even came to one of the commissioners' meetings when we were chewing on the commissioners. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, then he became a spokesman for later on for one of the government agencies.
All right. Annette in New York pledges 20, Danny in Detroit 200, Tony in Parma 100, and Alex in Massachusetts 60. And hang tight, fellas. We'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
Boy, I love that song. I really love that song. You know, that's just one of many that we have on our CDs. I think there's 21 songs on one of the CDs. And we ask for a donation of $20 or more, unless you're destitute. If you're destitute, we'll give you one. But anyhow, I just really love that song because it's right on. Now, anyhow, folks, by the way.
Pastor Ernie, I wanted to add something in here. You had a tremendous tool in the radio show. So you had a real weapon that you could hang over the politicians and like hospitals that were doing abortions. You could stand up and you know, the whole area could know. So John and myself, when we were in pro-life and when we were in advocates for the elderly, we didn't have anything. And it's amazing how we went, you name it, like the media, it was cowed down to the politicians. And then Democrat, Republican, didn't make a difference. The courts, all corrupt. I mean, it was. And then we went to the feds, and I dealt with the U.S. attorneys. John and myself, we went to the U.S. attorney's office. We went to the FBI. No action, none. And the law was being the elderly's rights were being violated, and no one cared. The law was a joke. They made all sorts of administrative rules to get around the law. But it was all levels, the county level, the state level, the federal level, the media, all totally corrupt, Esther, and the elderly were just left, all the rights were violated, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, but we... Go ahead.
We don't have media to expose this stuff. They cover up for it. And that's the check and balance that's so sorely needed. And that, look, on this show, folks, this is a check and a balance. We bring you corruption. We bring you investigative journalism right here that you're not going to get anywhere else. So please support this show.
Do you remember, John, when we were in Toledo and I was speaking and those little women, those pro-life women that the witches had beat up and the cops sat there and laughed, and they said to me, and they pointed over to the media. Remember, the media was to my left up there on that little hill. They said, "Why? What can we do? How can we make these people over here tell the truth?" And do you remember what I said to them? You're assuming and presuming they've got an interest in the truth. Those aren't journalists. Those are media whores. And when I said that, boy, they took off. And I mean, they just flew out of there, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
It was like, whoa, you know.
And then you also ran the police off.
Yeah, very same thing. When they said, "How can we make the police do their job?" Again, I said, "You're assuming and presuming they have an interest in keeping that oath. They're not." I said, "Those are prostitutes in uniform. Because they sold you. They stood there and laughed when you got girls, ladies were being beaten." And I said, "Those are not. Those are whores." And they took right off. They left. They flew out of there. But now listen to this. Governor Kathy Hochul announces gun control executive order in the wake of Buffalo shooting, declares domestic terrorism as public enemy number one. Well, do you know who a large number of people in the state of New York are considered to be public enemy number one? It's Kathy Hochul. Kathy, a lot of the people there, the Christians and the patriots, they consider you, Kathy, as enemy number one. There you go. You're a wicked woman. And, Kathy, listen, I'm an ordained minister. I've been preaching the gospel for 50 years, and my job is to tell you, just like Jesus told those taken in sin, like Peter and Paul and the others told them in those days, and like John McTernan and John Holman, we all tell you, Jesus said, repent or perish. Repent or perish. Kathy Hochul, you need to repent. You need to get on your knees and ask God to forgive you for the positions you've taken, which are a wicked, wicked position. God says that. Kathy, pick up a King James Bible. You don't have to believe me. Read it, and you'll see, Kathy, that you need to repent. Because if you don't, if you died today, Kathy, you've got a fiery, fiery eternity waiting for you. There you go. And that's reality. Now, 888-877-9673. 888-677-9673. Or 888-281-1110. Pardon? Okay, we're down. We need 2,240. We need 2,240. 2,200. We got approximately 12 minutes. Folks, we need, you know, John and John, do you remember that movie, Gone with the Wind?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the woman, what was her name, Scarlett O'Hare?
Yes.
Do you remember what she said when they came in and they stole it and they looted the mansion that they lived in? And they just left them without any food, her and her servant, that good friend. Do you remember what she said?
No, Pastor.
She said,
"No,
I'm not going to cry. You can't make me cry. You can't make me cry." John and John, if we don't get that 2,200, will you say the same?
Well, if we don't, I'll just have to talk to McTernan in a private conversation next Friday night, and you...
I'll wait till I'm off the air before I do. And I mean, folks, I've been, you know, I thought I was used to rejection, but this looks bad. All right, come on. We need 2,200, 2,200, going once. Okay, we need one person to pledge 2,200 or two people to pledge 1,100, right? Folks, 888-281-1110. Trenton, Florida pledges 100. All righty. So now, this coming Sunday, a lot of the woke movement, have you noticed the woke movement comes from these large corporate CEOs, these very rich people? And what is taking place out there today? The hypocrisy, especially of Merrick Garland. I'm going to tell you, I could not believe, I've seen dirty cops, but this guy to be such openly a dirty cop, the hypocrisy going after parents because they don't want their children to have to put up with pornography in the public school system while they turn their back and watch burn, loot, and murder, burn down homes and cities and Antifa. And the hypocrisy when they go after American patriots on January 6th, where they used all of those dirty cops, when they used all those dirty cops there for what they call an insurrection. Well, it was, let me tell you, that was a rotten, dirty thing that you dirty people did. And do you think that got by God, John and John?
Nothing gets by God, Tester.
Right.
So, in the end, are all of these things going to come out? All those dirty cops, you know, the FBI, the CIA, all of that. What was done in that darkness, is that all going to be brought to light?
Absolutely.
And who says that?
Word of God.
God says that. And so what kind of an individual thinks he can fight against God and win?
A fool.
So you fellas out there, you know, the Lord says repent or perish. Try to get, you people in the FBI, try to get some integrity back. Try to be able to look in the mirror and say, I'm not ashamed of what I do now. Look that, you in the CIA, you just heard about what our CIA has done. And folks, see, we're not, and I know people think that, well, let me give you an example of what we're talking about here. Okay, Biden reveals, where did I do with the other one? Okay, Biden unveils 100 million more in weapons. He did this just minutes after the Senate approved 40 billion. He goes and approves another 100 million for weapons.
All righty,
let me see. Okay, very good. We just got a big one. Well, let me see here. Let me go back here a couple. Amina in Florida pledges 150. Rosa in San Diego, 250. And Nicole in Florida pledges 2,000. Thank you. We made our goal, fellas. Okay, but yeah, we still have... We still have 7 minutes or 8 minutes. We can, you know, we can add to that. Okay, that'll help us. Folks, you can keep calling. We need all the help we can get. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, have you mentioned about the governor and the legislature of Oklahoma and what the law they're passing regarding abortion?
No, but go ahead.
Well, they've defined... life beginning at conception, and that at conception, it's a human being and has rights, and that abortion is murder. It's amazing, and that I think an abortionist faces 10 years in jail. So it's laid it all out, Pastor Ernie, and that Joe Biden went absolutely ballistic over this. They are coming unglued, as God is really seems to be energizing the pro-life movement now, Pastor Ernie. But Oklahoma, it's amazing. They're about to pass it, and it's right. They can't believe it. They can't believe that laws are coming out to stop their. It's like a sacrament to them. It's like a special. Killing babies is like a something really special to them, Pastor. These evil people.
Well, this week on Tuesday this week, I met with our state attorney general Husted and a whole lot of state representatives, and I didn't say nothing. I was just sitting there listening. I wanted to hear what they had to say because I can do all the talking I want on the air, and so I just sat there and listened to the conversations with them. And there's some this state of Ohio is ready to move. The very minute that goes down, there's going to be some major changes. But I was told not to announce it yet, because you know the opposition, the screamers, the screamers go out there and the media promotes the screamers, and a lot of times people are intimidated by the screamers. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I only think I believe that there's only two of those justices on that court that will not kowtow, will not bow down. And that's Thomas and Alito. And as far as I'm concerned, the others, I don't have any trust in them at all, that they're not going to bow down because they're getting death threats. Their families are being threatened. And what do you fellas think?
You're absolutely right.
Pelosi, on that fire, she, maybe you already talked about this on the show, but, she's in there a danger to our, I forget how she characterized it, danger to our freedom and so forth, and inciting people to take action, saying that there's consequences for what they're doing. So, yeah, the Wicked Witch is inciting people to take action against these judges for this. She is one wicked woman.
She is one wicked woman. And but, this, first of all, see, if we had a Justice Department, but we don't have a Justice Department. It is bad. It has gone dirty. It is dirty.
Yeah, she should be arrested, Pastor Ernie.
Yep.
Pastor Ernie, do you know that in the House of Representatives now they have a liquor store?
I heard something about that.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't have to go out now and all. They can they have a liquor store and they can order it right in the House of Representatives, and they deliver it to the office. And she was there with, I don't know what liquor it was, but she had a bottle on her desk that was delivered in this liquor store.
Well, there's always been a real good supply of ignorance there in that House of Representatives, and now there's a good supply of ignorant oil.
Is it called Nancy's Refreshment Stand?
Nancy's Refreshment Stand. I thought it was a joke at first when I heard they were opening a liquor store in the House of Representatives, and it was true.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. There you go. Wow, we just had Doug in New Jersey just pledged 1,000. Thank you, Doug. Anonymous in Michigan just pledged 100. Thank you, Anonymous. We have approximately 2 minutes left before we give the invitation. And so, which one of you guys gave it last week?
I did, Pastor.
Okay, so are you up to it tonight, Holman?
I think so, Pastor Ernie.
All right, so, folks, while he's doing this, you can still call in. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And if you do a really good job, maybe the Lord will heal you from that horrific hay fever or those allergies. And me too. I mean, it's really been tough, hasn't it?
Oh, man, Pastor, they can probably hear it in my voice. This is the time of year, and where I'm located is one of the worst places in the nation.
I'm in the other one. All righty. Go ahead, folks. Go ahead, John, and tell the folks how they can avoid Look, just think about this. How would you like to spend all of eternity with all of them Democrats? Well, that's what happens if you die and go to hell. Now, you don't want to have to do that. You don't want the Democrats to die and go to hell either, okay? But what do you do? Well, he's going to tell you how you can avoid hell and how you can get to heaven because God made it pretty easy for you. So go ahead, John.
Well, Pastor Ernie, you just brought up something interesting. Now, think about this. Everyone that hates God and is not saved by the shed blood of Jesus Christ is going to wind up in hell. Now, hell's going to be people, you know, bathed in hellfire. However, there's another aspect about this. Now, there are segments of society that really hate each other, but those people are all going to be gathered there. So not only are they going to be tortured, they're going to be full of hatred for each other that are there. So, folks, this is no place you want to be, no place you want to do. You want to avoid spending eternity in hell. And the only way, the Bible says the only name by which men must be saved is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your only way to avoid eternity in hellfire, and that is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you do that, you're going to want to hopefully repent. You need to repent of your sins, turn from doing those things, and God has prepared for you works from the foundation of the world that he has for you and wants you to do. And because the Bible says faith without works is dead. So that's God's plan. You repent, you turn from sin, you turn from doing the things that offend God, and then you do the things that he wants you to do, and you offer yourself up as a living sacrifice. And look, the Bible, I'm not going to paint you a rosy picture because the Bible says you're going to carry a cross. But you know what? You're going to have brothers and sisters alongside you that will help you bear your burdens. And the only person that can live what he believes and believes what he lives is the Christian, because a Christian believes truth. So our invitation to you tonight, the most important invitation that you will ever get in this life, is to take the free gift of God, which Jesus Christ offered up on the cross, to shed his blood. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Folks, you want eternal life. So that's the most important thing that you're going to hear on this radio broadcast, and we bring that to you every week, and that is that God wants you to be with him in all things in heaven, because he desires that none should perish, that all should repent, and that they should be saved. So, folks, take that message, take it to heart, because I'm telling you this, every word in the King James Bible is 100% true, all of it.
All right, very good. You're absolutely right, and we're out of time for tonight. I want to wish all you guys a good weekend. Go to church on Sunday. John and John, you did well tonight.
You can come back?
You done good. You can come back now. Let's finish off, because it's that time where we say, God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
And remember, always, let's do it. Ready?
Keep
fighting the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.